Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So the election of America's first black president added a new calculation to figuring out the state of race relations in the United States. And, of course, it's not just pundits and politicians trying to sort it out. A provocative play now at the kitchen is the hot ticket in town. Young Gene Lee, a Korean-American, wrote and directed The Shipment for an all-black cast to directly confront portrayals of African-Americans in the arts. We're joined this morning by Young Gene Lee and one of the actors in the piece, Mika Ernest Jennings. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Young Gene Lee, I've been told that you picked the subject of this play by asking yourself, what topic scared you the most? Is that right?
Yeah, the way that I start all of my shows is I ask myself, what's the last show in the world I would ever want to make? And then I force myself to make it.
Think that's how Shakespeare did it?
Probably not.
and give our listeners, give our listeners an idea of what the play is like. I know it's roughly divided in two halves, with the first one you call a minstrel show, or you called it that in an interview with WNYC's performance critic, Claudia LaRocco, and the second half is more of a straight play. So tell us what actually takes part in both halves.
Well, the first half of the show is structured like a minstrel show. It starts out with a dance, and then there's a stand-up act, and then there's a series of skits about a kid named Omar. It's a very stereotypical story about a kid named Omar who wants to be a rapper, and he gets sucked into drugs. And then there's a song, and then there's a transition where a couple of stagehands bring on a completely naturalistic living room set. And then the second half is a totally naturalistic play with a group of characters. And the reason why we structured it that way was because the cast was talking about how, as black actors, they have they're constantly asked to play these really stereotypical roles, and so in the first half of the show we sort of wanted to address black stereotypes, but we were really careful. I mean, because we felt like there's this backlash these days where people will just present the stereotype and then they will call it a critique,
mm-hmm.
without actually having any critique in it. Like, it's just enough to present the stereotype and then everybody.
You take it to this crazy place.
Right. Well, we wanted to make sure that it wasn't just doing the stereotype, so we warped everything so that it would be really confusing. And the first half is calculated to make the audience as sort of paranoid and uncomfortable as possible about, what they're seeing, how they're supposed to respond. It's supposed to be, extremely disorienting. And then in the second half, they get to sort of relax into this very sort of charming play. And then there's a sort of twist at the end that makes them reevaluate everything that they've seen before.
And that we won't give away. But Mika Ernest Jennings, Young Gene Lee was talking about picking topics on the basis of things that scare her the most.
Right.
Is it scary being in the cast for this play?
No, it's not scary being in the cast for the play, but the performance of the material, it comes from a very important place for everyone involved in the show. And I think getting up on stage every night and performing this work, it's exciting because everybody is invested so deeply in the performance of it from a performer's perspective and also kind of the intellectual artistic side of it as creators. It was very exciting when we finally got to open the show because I've been involved with Young Gene and this project for quite a while. So finally to have the opportunity to show the piece was exciting. And then there is an anxiety in hoping that the work you have put into it comes across in the way that you're intending for it to come across.
And do you think that it is? How are audiences reacting to having their discomfort level raised, as Young Gene was describing, as part of the intent?
I think it depends on how comfortable they are with being uncomfortable in a performance environment. But all of the responses that I've gotten from the show are exciting. People are still talking about the work. People have a number of questions. People want answers, and they think that they're going to get the answers from the show. And we are kind of withholding in that. So hopefully when they leave the theater, they're not walking away with a set of answers that they think they're coming into the show to receive. They're walking away with a number of questions that they can then continue this dialogue.
Yeah. So what questions do you think people are coming in with?
what is our take? Why? Actually, Young Jean, I'm pretty sure you have had to respond to this question before, but why is it that Young Jean, as a Korean American woman, can even take on this show, can even create this show?
Go ahead, Young Jean.
Well, you know, that for me, that was sort of the most terrifying thing going into the project was, you know, this fear of messing up, of doing something that would offend people, you know, of seeming presumptuous. And shockingly, I mean, it's really shocking that what ended up being the most difficult and terrifying was something shared by the entire cast, at least initially, which was just trying to deal with the issue of racism against Black people. Like, that was the scary thing. But in terms of my being Korean American, you know, it was you know, it was not an issue for the cast, really, and it really, nobody has taken it's shocked me that nobody has asked me, you know, who the hell do you think you are, you know, doing this show.
You've gotten no backlash from the Black community.
Well, I mean, knock on. I mean, now that I say that, I'll probably get hit by a ton of it. But no, it's been really weird. And I think part of the reason for that, at least, is that it's so clear that the show is not really my holding forth as an Asian American on Black identity. It's right. Really something that came out of, you know, what the cast wanted to say, what I wanted to say, and it's an expression of our sort of collective feelings.
And Mika, are you getting typical downtown audiences? I mean, how diverse are the people coming to see the show?
I think they're very, I think it's been, I've sort of been involved in the downtown theater for, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years now since I moved to New York. And I have to say it's probably been the most diverse audiences coming into the show. That's exciting to me because I think the show is for everybody. The show has something to say.
Was that kind of a goal for you, Young Jean?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been kind of obsessed with getting more diverse audiences, and it's been, I mean, it's really, you know, it sounds so corny, but I'm so moved every night. Like, I'm always, like, watching the audience members file in, sort of like a hawk. And every time somebody, you know, another person of color walks in, I'm like, yes, you know, it's really exciting.
And I wonder if people with different backgrounds tend to react differently to the material, if there's a pattern. For example, WNYC has a performance club, and this was one of the shows that Claudia LaRocco, who organizes it for our culture blog, picked. And then attendees blogged about their responses on our website, and one person wrote, "I found myself loving the show, but feeling the white guilt of, should I laugh? Am I racist if I find this funny? Is that discomfort what you're looking for, and do you find, you know, audible, visible differences in reactions based on people's different backgrounds as you're standing there on stage?"
To be honest, I try not to look out into the audience all that much while I'm in the middle of the performance. But afterwards, definitely the responses to the work vary depending upon where people are coming from and sort of what their comfort level with the subject matter is. And I think that's an important part of the work, is that it's very difficult to have conversations about race because people have very specific relationships to the topic. So it's hard to know how to deal with it across the board in a general way.
Yeah. So how about from your vantage point of a hawk, Young Jean?
You know, the discomfort that you describe in the first half of the show, I think that Black audience members definitely experience that as well. Mm-hmm. Like there's a stand-up act where the stand-up comedian just really goes after white people for a while, and I know that makes a lot of Black audience members incredibly uncomfortable. And then when he switches over and starts talking smack about Black people, like, there's this visible relief from Black audience members. So it's I think the discomfort in the first half of the show is pretty universally shared. I mean, what I've noticed the most is generational differences, where older audience members tend to get way more offended by the stand-up, mm-hmm. and younger audience members are not. So basically, people 50 and older are more likely to get offended by the content of the stand-up.
Dave Chappelle quit his Comedy Central show because he felt some of the white audience was laughing at the wrong stuff.
I thought about that constantly through the making of the show. That was really my biggest fear, the thing that made me the most uncomfortable. We did two workshop performances of this show last year, and I scrapped the entire show. I threw out a year's worth of work, you know, precisely for that reason, which was I felt that it provoked the wrong kind of laughter. Yeah.
Mika, do you think there's been an Obama effect in downtown theater? Do you think audiences are reacting differently to anything in the play? I mean, you were working on it throughout his campaign. Yeah. Did it change anything?
It was definitely a conversation we were having in the studio as the piece was being created. But as far as from the audience perspective, I haven't experienced a great difference in the way that the audience is consuming the show. Now, I think definitely the conversation about race has been closer to the surface of the country in the last year or two. So that has definitely helped get audiences to want to.
Quick comment from both of you on this comment that came onto our comments page. It says, just make art. The stereotypes will vanish when you all just stop talking about it.
Oh, no.
I have to respond to that one. Well, you know, actually, that was something I brought up with the cast at a certain point. You know, I said, hey, the second naturalistic half of the play that doesn't have any stereotypes in it, why don't we just make the whole show that and get rid of all of this stereotypical stuff and all the commentary? And the cast was adamant that we not do that because of the fact that we're not in a post-racial society yet. You know, like, racism isn't over. Ignoring it is not going to make it go away. They felt that it was really important.
Young Jean, we have 15 seconds. You tackled religion in your last play, scary. You tackled race in this play, scary. Anything left scary enough to write about again?
Well, next. Death is the next show. And I'm going to try to do a hardcore Aristotelian tragedy and see if I can pull that off after years of doing comedy.
Oh, my God. Young Jean Lee, playwright. Mika Ernest Jennings, actor in The Shipment, now showing at The Kitchen. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison and Jody Avergan produced this program with Paige Cowett, Kate Hines, and Megan Ryan. The executive producer is Nuala McGovern, and that's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.